legal expert here, Jeff O'Brien from Lohman Abdo. You can find Jeff and our buddy Dave Harrigan across the glass on the Case in Point podcast, where they discussed yesterday the Prince Act, which has to do, that's on, you can find that on Podcast One, iTunes, and 1500ESPN.com, about celebrities and use of their likeness and of their image. Very interesting conversation. But Jeff, we've had this whole thing, yet another scandal, if you will, with the University of Minnesota. We just wanted to catch up with you for a few minutes so you could provide some context on what it means to have potentially 1,400 or 2,500 pills of Xanax being sold, and also potentially not being reported to higher-ups or the authorities by Jay Robinson.
Yeah, thanks guys for having me back on. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think the second question is the more important one. I mean, this is a little bit interesting that you had Gopher wrestlers not only taking Xanax but selling it for apparently, I think that the story I read was about $5 a pill or something, and 1,400 of them were turned in, but there was reports that there may have been 2,500 pills in their possession at some point. You know, and the thing is that, you know, Xanax isn't considered a performance-enhancing drug, and so there's an investigation going on with the university police as to that issue. But I think the bigger issue is the contract issue involving the head wrestling coach, Jay Robinson. He has a contract that was extended last summer through the year 2020 that says that the university can suspend payments or terminate him without any buyout if he violates any policy of the university or law involving moral turpitude. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the question here is, you know, his attempt to kind of contain the matter without reporting it to the athletic director or the president of the university, I think, is the bigger legal issue here over just the fact that these guys were selling these Xanax pills.
Also, depending on how the investigation turns out, could Jay possibly be charged as well for the fact that he basically tried to take the whole thing into his own hands? And it really, to me, is not just a matter for the school. It should have probably been, or it should have been, a matter for the authorities.
Yeah, Judd, you know, that's a good question. You know, my guess is in the chain of, you know, the university has some sort of process, some sort of chain of command for dealing with something like this, where it should have been, you know, the coach should be reporting it to the athletic director reports it to, you know, the president or the vice president or the general counsel, whoever it may be, and then it's up to them at that point to, you know, notify the university police and any other law enforcement officials about what's going on. Yes, if he hindered an investigation, possibly, you know, there may be some issues with him with obstruction of justice or something else. If this in fact was a crime, his handling of it impeded authorities' ability to investigate it.
Yeah, Jeff, real quick, we have like, I don't know, a minute or 2 minutes left here. How much trouble can any of the parties get into? Are we talking at its worst jail time for people?
I'm not sure if it goes to that level, Phil. You know, everything I've read about it, and I'm just going off of what I've seen in news stories. Everything I've read about this situation indicates that there is nothing in particularly illegal about selling Xanax pills. You know, it's so I don't know that there's necessarily any implications in terms of, you know, any kind of criminal charges for anybody involved with that. And like I said earlier, I think where the dust is going to settle is on the wrestling coach that's been there for, you know, 3 decades now and apparently felt comfortable enough just to handle it on his own rather than going to his superiors who, you know, this is what happens when you have coaches that are there, you know, for become an institution, so to speak. When they survive past athletic directors and university presidents, sometimes there's a tendency to feel like, I got this, I can take care of it. Well, his contract that he signed said, no, you do report to others. You are accountable to other people in the university. So it doesn't look good right now for the coach.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the update.
No problem. Thanks,
good
guys.
Stuff.
All right. That's Jeff O'Brien, Loman Abdo. You can find Jeff's podcast with Dave Harrigan, episode 3 now, posted on iTunes, 1500ESPN.com, and podcast 1 of the Case in Point Sports Law podcast. And not this is not to exonerate Jay Robinson at all, but when you've been there that long and you don't trust the tree above you,
yeah,
from maybe president to athletic director to interim, then maybe you just say, screw it, I'll handle it on my own. But that's how you get into it.
This could not have happened at a worse time for Jay, though, because this right now, Mark Coyle is walking into a situation where he's basically been told from the day that he got this job, we need to start cleaning things up. This is the easiest place. And if you can terminate Robinson for just cause with no buyout, that's a complete no-brainer, right?
Gopher Wrestling, it's been one of the best programs in the country for however long.
Yep.
Does it generate revenue, though? Do you have any idea to what degree Gopher Wrestling? I mean, they put people in compared to other wrestling programs.
I don't know for sure, but my guess is if it does, it's very, very small.
Yeah.
So, but if you've been told, hey, listen, our coaches some of our coaches are doing their own thing and you need to clean things up, and you walk into basically a pill-popping situation where the coach tried to cover it up and you don't have to pay the coach to go away, it might not be fair, but your timing, if you're Jay in this case, could not have been worse.
Would those, dumb question alert, would a guy like Jay Robinson have a buyout? It certainly wouldn't be a Richard Pitino
buyout. It's been violated, Jeff said.
Oh, that's right.
So
okay.
He said he would have a buyout. He just signed an extension through 2020, but it's a just cause fire. So now you don't have to pay him.
Right.
Which is why Richard Pitino, a couple weeks ago, I think, went on the defensive when he started to see more and more things coming out about his program. Same thing.